was everything a lie? Blew out my candles and I called it a night, cause I've run out of time. Well, that wraps up the New Spins Library for this week. Terminal 5 and the Sleepy King are coming up next. Keep on listening to CKUT.
Time to bring back smiles, all of them. Shy smiles, carefree smiles, ear-to-ear pearly white flashers, polite smiles, nervous smiles, knowing smiles, and kind smiles. Wearing a mask is no longer mandatory in Quebec, except on public transit, in healthcare facilities, and in the days following your isolation period if you had COVID-19. Feel free to keep wearing one if you feel the need, and do it with a smile. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The National Greening Program, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. This is Terminal 5.
Thank you.
Good morning. You're tuned to Terminal 5. I'm filling in today. My name is Jeffrey Davison. We heard two pieces of music in that set. That last really amazing thing by Justina Jarosiva-Chocha. She is a Latvian composer and living in Berlin. That piece dates from 2020. She has another album of contemporary chamber music that came out last year on a tiny label, and that has unfortunately vanished. I'm hoping that gets reissued in some physical form. Really amazing stuff. That piece, a string trio, violin, cello, and viola, and entitled Rituals. And started the show this morning with the brand new thing from Mary Lattimore, accompanied for this record by Paul Sukina. It is entitled West Kensington. It is out on Three Lobed, and it is just amazing. Mary Lattimore is someone who simply cannot make a bad record. Always great stuff. That is entitled Garage Wine. And that was the set. You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. Stay tuned. Good morning once again. Ending up that set with Kelly Lee Owens, originally from Wales, now living in London. That is from her new record called LP8, or perhaps it's LP.8, and that track called Nana. Also in there, Jane Bruckner, a musician from Nova Scotia, that piece entitled With My Back to the World, an EP of ambient music, minimalist ambient music, I guess you could say, inspired by the great painter Agnes Martin. And if you don't know her paintings, go to Google and check her out. But a great painter, and I had the good fortune to see a huge retrospective of hers a couple of years ago at the Guggenheim in New York, and started with Tapani Rina and Juha Makipatola, and that is a piece called Distant from an album entitled Open that is out on the Hush Hush label, which is run by a gent by the name of Alex Reuter, who is a DJ at KEXP in Seattle, where the label is also based. And you are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. One more batch of music will bring us to the top of the hour. See you on the other side. Thank you. You are tuned to Terminal 5, coming to the end of our first hour here, ending up there with a Brooklyn-based musician, Micah Frank, and we heard A Year from February from an album which came out last year called A Flare for the Turning. Previous to that, Astrid Sonne, a Danish musician, with something called Moderato and the album Outside of Your Lifetime, also a 2021 release. And again, also from 2021, Caitlin Aurelia Smith, a single, Becoming Ferromagnetic. She is a musician based on the West Coast, I believe in Los Angeles, originally from the Pacific Northwest, and pretty well known. That piece performed on one of her favorite instruments, the Buchla synthesizer, and I know there are a number of them, and I am not a synthesizer expert, so I'm not sure. I think she may have used one of the smaller ones for that recording. And we started with Rosa Beach Mason and Sean Conrad, something called Durance, and the album entitled Wake, that is just out on the Inner Islands label. And that's everything we heard. You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. Again, this is Terminal 5. My name is Jeffrey Davison. We will start the next hour with a long piece recorded in 1975, also on Buchla synthesizer, not a small one, one of the early ones, and this piece by Suzanne Ciani. Just FYI, synthesized music had emerged in the early 1950s, but those early devices were huge. And so the earliest experiments with synthesized music took place usually in university settings where they had the space and the money to afford these huge and expensive devices, these musical instruments. And it was about a decade later that the first synthesizers appeared, which would be more compact, although they were still sizable. Anyway, and Buchla came out, I think, about 1963, around the same time as the Moog synthesizer. Anyway, that's a little bit of background to synthesizers, and this piece, again, by Suzanne Ciani from 1975. Stay tuned.
It's finally time to bring back smiles, all of them. Shy smiles, carefree smiles, ear-to-ear pearly white flashers, polite smiles, nervous smiles, knowing smiles, and kind smiles. Wearing a mask is no longer mandatory in Quebec, except on public transit, in healthcare facilities, and in the days following your isolation period if you had COVID-19. Feel free to keep wearing one if you feel the need, and do it with a smile. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.